Hi, everyone, and welcome into another episode of the Huskers Radio Network podcast. I'm Jessica Cootie. We've got another camp check-in for you today as the Huskers move into week number two of fall camp. Today, we are talking quarterbacks. I got a chance to chat one-on-one with Heinrich Harburg and the two freshmen, Dylan Raiola and Danny Kalin, on Friday following practice. Here with Heinrich Harburg. Well, a few days into this, how's it going?
Oh, it's exciting, really fun and tiring, but I mean, that's what you expect from fall camp.
Overall, how do you feel like you guys have done these first few practices?
I think we've come out with a lot of energy, executed decently. I mean, there's always room for improvement there, but I think with a lot of, some of these new guys and, Danny and Dylan have done an awesome job just kind of orchestrating for this being their first fall camp.
Take me back to, if you reflect on how you felt going into this thing a year ago and how you feel now. What are the biggest differences in how you feel this fall camp compared to a year ago?
I think it's just a sense of comfort with Coach Satt. This is the first year that I've ran the same offense as I did last year. So that's pretty nice, just being able to take what I learned last year. And obviously there's new stuff, but it's kind of just a puzzle, and now I know how to put the pieces together. That's nice.
Coach Thomas, what's been the best part about working with him? How has he helped this overall quarterback room?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, it's just a fresh approach. I don't know if there's anything that's, he has a lot of experience, obviously, and he's a great coach. Him and Coach Satt just have just a couple different things that how they look at stuff. So implementing those changes, I think, is going to help us.
He raved about your leadership for the quarterbacks and just, this role that you've taken on in that regard. What has that been like for you, being more of a leader and being one of the older guys in the room?
Well, I mean, it's been a little weird. I feel like I took a huge jump. Last year, I think I was still the youngest quarterback, and then now I'm the oldest. But I've had a lot of really good guys to model after, Adrian, Casey, Jeff. So just watching them, I kind of got a sense for how that should be done. I think that's helped me a lot.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you about that, being that you have worked with so many different quarterbacks. What are some of the best qualities that lead to the overall best quarterback rooms that you've taken away from your time and working with all those quarterbacks?
Well, I think a lot of it is just being able to be compatible off the field. If things don't go your way on the field, like, you have to be able to come off and know that there's a sense of comfort from those guys that you spend. We spend 12 hours a day together right now. So being able to just come off the field and just know that those guys have your back is really awesome.
You just overall just feel so different. The expectations you guys are all hungry, motivated to take another step. How has that felt different this time around, just knowing what this team can accomplish and what the goals are?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, we've played, the way I was thinking about it actually yesterday was, so we've done a video game once, and now we just reset. We know the game. We know what Coach Rule's standards are. Last year kind of felt like we took a couple blind steps and just trusting him. We kind of know what his process is. And, yeah, he's going to throw, next thing it'll be completely different now that I say this. For the most part, the older guys know what he expects from us. So I think that makes things a little easier.
How ready overall for this offense do you think this offense is to take another step and improve from what you guys did a year ago?
Yeah, I think kind of like last year, the last question, we saw what happened to us last year, what held us back and what propelled us forward. And so I think capitalizing on those things and, fixing the things that held us back, that's only going to help us.
Okay, so we were just chatting with Danny. I just asked him what's his favorite part about the new facility. So what's your favorite part about the new facility?
I'd have to say the theater.
The theater?
Yeah. Right now it's been, me and there's like six offensive linemen. We go in there and we play UFC, EA college football, and just watch movies. And so I think just getting in there and just being able to relax for a little bit. Yeah.
Heard the training table's pretty nice. How's it?
Yeah, it's amazing. about as close to home-cooked meals as you can get, so it's nice.
You know, just the all of the things that are provided, just being able to manage your body and feeling your best every day, how nice is that as an athlete to have all the bells and whistles that this place provides?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome, but you have to capitalize on them, and mm-hmm. I think that's what Coach Rule has been talking to us and, you know, especially the young guys about, is we have this really nice facility, now use it. Like, you can't practice and go straight home. Like, that's not what this is about. You know, it's here for a reason, so use it as much as you can.
All right, finally, just what's your approach to these next few weeks? How are you taking it day by day?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, like, it's day by day, like, as hard as I can go every single day. I mean, that's the thing, like, Coach Rule talks about it. You know, you can't judge a practice whether it's good or bad. All you can look at is how hard you went and your preparation going into it.
Appreciate your time, Heinrich.
Thank you.
Husker fans, the 2024 Nebraska football season is here, and we need you to be a part of the Sea of Red in Memorial Stadium this fall. A limited number of Husker football single game tickets are on sale now and are only available while supplies last. Don't miss out on any of the action this season by getting yours before it's too late. To purchase your Husker football single game tickets, visit huskers.com/tickets. All right, here with Dylan Raiola now. Well, how would you evaluate the first few days of practice?
It's been fun. It's been hot. But I know our guys are excited to work. And, you know, there's just an exciting feel about this team. You know, everybody knows what we're trying to accomplish, what we're trying to do. So, you know, nothing's going to stop us from what we're trying to accomplish.
You were here in the spring, but how ready did you feel for your first fall camp, being that this is your first go at a fall camp here on college campus?
Honestly, I felt really confident. I think our whole room did. Just all the coaching we received in the summer, even when they were gone, we coached each other up. So it's like, you know, how can you fail when you have everyone trying to pull for the same thing? So confident for myself. I know our room has felt confident, and our team's feeling really confident right now.
You know, everybody talks about you're not shy of putting in the work, and you've put in a ton of work over the last few months. But where do you feel like you've grown the most since you stepped on campus back in January to where you are now?
I think just the rapport with my teammates. I believe in, like, you can do all the work and everything you want, but if you're not connected to your team and you don't love your teammates, like, you can't go anywhere. So I think, like, even, like, janitors and all those kind of people are all part of our team, you know, if you ask me. So I think everybody matters, and I care about everybody. So
speaking of that, how much do you like the O-line? How's that rapport going?
Oh, I love those guys. I've tried to develop that rapport, like, in 2 weeks, but it didn't happen. So about a month and a half, but they're great. I try to make sure they know that I love them and care what they do. And I mean, I couldn't imagine being 300 plus and in the heat and blocking people every play. So, you know, they make my job easy.
You know, I'd love to get your perspective on that, because talked to Coach Raiola about that too, but just, you know, the close knitness of that group, how important that is and how much that sets the tone for an entire offense.
Yeah. I mean, everything, if your coach is smart, they'll tell you everything starts up front. And I think that stands true in our team. I mean, they do everything together. They go to meetings together. They go to lift. They walk through together. They tucked in always. And it's just like, you set a standard, and anything lower than standard is not accepted. So, you know, the only way to do it is you just keep raising the bar. And they all do that every day. And they're just an exciting group to, you know, have blocking for me.
Seems like every time I've seen you around, you have this big smile on your face. It seems like you're just really enjoying every single day. Does that feel right? Do you feel like you're just really embracing each day that you have here as a Husker?
Yeah, I am. I, you know, you never know if you get tomorrow. So I try to enjoy every day, you know, that God gives me. And, yeah, I'm always smiling. There's no reason to be sad. You know, you get to play at this beautiful university with all these great people helping you. And honestly, we're spoiled. Like, people do everything for us. So, you know, why be mad? Why be sad? And, you know, when you have people that are staying long hours and doing everything that they can to make sure we're comfortable, you know, like, you know, be happy and show your gratitude.
We talked to you guys back in the spring about Coach Thomas. Now that you've had a few more months with him, what have you enjoyed the most about working with him?
Yeah, I think, like, you know, obviously first time you meet someone, it's like very, I don't really know, like, it's very strict and, like, I don't know if strict's the word, but it's like everything is like in order, done. It's still done that way, but like there's a little more like, okay, take a deep breath. There's a little laughter. You know, we can start to have fun, you know, kind of that we all know each other really well. So, I mean, it makes it easy to learn football when you're having fun. Like, we know when it's time to watch film and learn, it's time to watch film and learn. But if we're joking around, like, we can joke around and be fun.
How do you feel like the offense is progressing so far, and how confident are you in this offense?
Yeah, I think we're progressing a good amount right now. You know, it's just the focus is, like, not trying to get to the first game right now. Like, the process and the journey of getting there is what's going to really honestly help us win that first game. So I like what we're doing on offense. You know, we have a lot of great players to get the ball out to, and, you know, obviously O-line holding their ground up front.
How's the competition going? We talked to Tommy Hill the other day. He said you keep him on his toes. So, you know, I know he likes to talk a little trash back there in the secondary, but how has it been just, you know, competing? It seems like everybody is wanting to win every single rep, and that's good for a football team, right?
Right. It's, I mean, if you don't have it, you're kind of worried, right? So Coach Rhule is, that's his, you know, that's his culture he established here, you know, on competition. Like, you eat what you kill, and if you don't go get it, like, it's not going to be there on a silver platter for you. So, I mean, it's just for the better of our team. Everyone loves it. If you just embrace it, it's fun. But if you don't, it sucks. So, you know, our guys just embrace it and have a lot of fun doing it.
We've seen you get involved with the recruiting efforts, and just recently, obviously, some big news there. Why has that been important for you to really get involved and help this football program build for the future?
Yeah, I think it's important to just know, like, it's okay to come here. It's okay to step out of your comfort zone. Like, okay, we're not the Georgias, the Alabamas. Like, those are great programs and everything. But, you know, a lot of people are scared of Nebraska, and it's just fine. But, honestly, just trying to show them why, you know, Nebraska is such a special place, and, you know, using the platform God gave me to be able to show this beautiful university off to, you know, the best recruits in the country. I mean, you get better players, you know, you get better, you know, overnight. So, yeah, I think recruiting is, like, for me, I know when I was being recruited, I know what it felt like. So I just wanted to make sure that it feels real and that, you know, what I'm saying is true.
Great. Last thing, just what are your goals? How do you go about doing what you need to do each and every day of this fall camp?
Yeah, I think just look at the tape from July 31st to whenever we end. I think it's August 21st or something. And, you know, how do we progress as a team first, and then how do we progress as an offense? And then you look internally, right? So for me, it's just to, you know, get my reps and how can I get better on each rep, you know, be intentional. And then, you know, when that first game comes, to, you know, it's time to play ball, and, you know, everything you've been working for since you were a kid is, you know, finally true.
Awesome. Appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Go Big Red.
All right, here with Danny Kalen. Well, how has it gone so far, the first week in the books?
Yeah, it's been great so far. You know, fall camp, kind of just getting my feet wet. You know, like I said, first day today was with pads. So kind of, like I said, just getting our feet wet, getting into the swing of things. And I think it's been going pretty well so far.
How did it feel, first day of pads?
Great. You know, when you kind of have the spiders on, it doesn't really feel like you're really in pads. Kind of the practice and the intensity changes a little bit. So just felt like real football today. Felt like we were really getting going.
You were here in the spring. I know got a lot more comfortable with everything here, this college football thing. But how did you feel going into the start of fall camp?
Yeah, I would definitely fall back on, you know, the spring and the summer has been huge. You know, getting here early just kind of helped me get prepared for something like this. So just feeling really confident, feeling really good, especially with the playbook, having been in it for already, you know, a number of months. So, yeah, just feeling good, feeling confident coming in.
I asked you this spring what it was like working with Coach Thomas, but now that you have even more months and now you're on the field with him for fall camp, what have been some of the biggest things that he's helped you with navigating this thing?
Yeah, you can just see a lot of the stuff from the classroom that we work on translate to the field, whether it be different checks or recognition from coverages or different kind of things and options on different plays. So just the more time that the QB room gets to spend with him and in our meetings, just I think helps us all just the big thing he talks about is application, you know, taking the classroom to the field, and you can definitely see that happening in practice.
How about the wide receivers? I know you guys were excited about them in the spring, but now that you're throwing the ball around to them here in fall camp, getting closer to game day, how excited are you guys about the guys in that room that you get to throw the ball around to?
Yeah, I feel the same way. Not just the receivers, but the tight ends too. Just we have a lot of really talented, a lot of big physical guys, you know, just really a versatile group of pass catchers that I think are going to be able to do a lot of good stuff for us. So really talented, still feel the same about them. Really excited to, you know, be able to continue to throw the ball to them, see them make plays for us.
How do you feel like the chemistry, though, continued to develop? Because, I mean, I know you guys put a lot of work in over the summer. So did you feel like that even took another step going into fall camp?
Yeah, no doubt. The summer, there's not only OTAs, but, you know, there's time for us to kind of throw with each other on our own, just continue to build that chemistry. So the more hours, the more work, the more balls thrown that you put into it, it's only going to make us better. And I think, like you said, our chemistry is just continuing to build.
How comfortable do you feel in this offense now?
Really comfortable. I just think, like I said, the more reps you get, you know, I love the way that the offense is built and how they put it together. So I think it's just for us to continue to work through it, know all the, you know, different options on every single play, and just be confident and execute.
Coach has talked a lot about just the competition and wanting to compete. How's the competition been just overall with this football team?
Yeah, it's just not just with the QB room. It's really everywhere. I think it's only elevating the play of the whole entire team at every single position. So, but in the QB room, you know, we just continue to push each other, and not only push each other to, you know, get a spot, but also just helping each other out with really anything. So it's been going really good.
I know you've done some community service over the last few months, and Coach Thomas actually said you'd move some stuff around to be able to go do some stuff. Why has that been important to you to make that a priority?
Yeah, I think, you know, when much is given, much is expected, and not to say that, you know, I'm, you know, given so much, but there's always people that are kind of in need and always ways that you can help other people out. And that's something that I think is not only important to me, but something that's voiced around our team. You know, always want to help out, you know, the community and in any way that we can. So that's always important.
How are the dorms?
Dorms are great. Hey, I don't really have any complaints, to be honest. The AC is really cold, so I've been sleeping fine. But no, it's been fun. Like, you know, you kind of, you know, get closer to the guys and spend more time around the entire team. So I really think it's been good so far. You know, just 24 hours of football, and I've been loving it.
Have there been any shenanigans taking place yet? Any jokes? Any card games? Anything like that?
A little bit of card games, but I think everyone, especially when we're putting the installs in, trying to just. Everyone gets back and is kind of just, we've met up some of the QBs in some rooms sometimes, just studying the plays. So taking as much time as we can to obviously focus on what we need to focus on. But there's been a little bit of, you know, just hanging out, you know, kind of having fun, especially when we get that, you know, last like hour at the end of the day after we're done. So
what's your approach, you know, going day to day? How are you focusing on making sure you're getting done every single day? What you need to get done?
Yeah, I think it's really just attacking everything that you do, whether you're fifth string, fourth string, or the starter. You know, I see it as just attacking it the same way every single day. And, you know, we have a lot of great coaches that kind of lead us in the right direction of how to prepare and what to prepare with. So it's just putting in the hours, doing what you need to do. And like I said, just attacking it with everything you have.
Appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks for listening and watching this episode of the Huskers Radio Network podcast. We'll have plenty of fall camp coverage headed your way this week and the remainder of fall camp. So make sure you are subscribed wherever you listen and watch to never miss any of our exclusive content right here on the Huskers Radio Network.